Hello, and welcome to another episode of Walking Movies. I'm Nick, and for the first time ever, you can see me as well as hear me, because I am recording this for video, because I think that's what I'm going to do going forward. I'm going to make this more of a kind of video and audio podcast. So, there you go. The wonders of technology, eh? That and the fact that I've just quit some podcasts and so want to do some slightly different stuff. This is either going to work really well or fail miserably. And you might be asking, why am I wearing sunglasses? Well, it's because when I was getting ready to leave, the sun was bright and shining. The weather report said there was not going to be any rain. And it looks like it is going to be raining, and the sun has gone in. So I could take these off, but I can't be bothered. So this is a busy week. It's the week of Guardians 3. Before that, I'm going to go and see another film, and I'm going to go and grab my notebook to read the notes, because I've already forgotten. I know what film I'm seeing, but I've forgotten the notes that I wrote down. So the film I'm going to see today is called Polite Society. It's directed by Nida Menzoor in her directorial debut. Priya Kansara, Ritu Aryu, and Nima Birch. And is described as an all-action comedy drama, and a British one at that. And I've got no idea what to expect from this film, if I'm completely honest, because I've not seen a trailer. All I've seen is a lot of buzz from Sundance around it, and also my friend Lewis over on the Unscripted Film Show and This and Under talk about it. I've not even heard his review, but it seems to be that he enjoyed it from what I saw on his Facebook post. So I thought, well, Guardians isn't out for another few days, and I was going to go and see Evil Dead Rises, I can't remember. Somebody I know wanted to go and see it, but he hasn't arranged a time to go and see it with me. So yeah, that's why I've not seen it yet. So I thought I'll give this a go. And, you know, as I said before, sometimes it's really good going into a film blind and just seeing what happens. So I don't really have anything more to say about the film. Just going to see a random film because of other people saying it looks good, and hopefully it's all right. So I'll play a bit of music and then I'll give you my thoughts on the film. Oh man, I mean, wow. I've come out feeling like that's why I go to the cinema as much as I do. I had so much fun watching that film. And of course, it had to happen, didn't it? So I got myself it wasn't a new mic, it was a mic I had for a while but I hadn't tested before. I took it out, it had a wind sock on it, and I thought it'd be fine, and no, it could not cope with any wind at all. And that clip, some of it was fine, but I couldn't put that out knowing that it just wasn't. So I'm here to talk to you about the rest of what I felt about the film. I mean, as I said, while I was still out, I walked out of there just buzzing. I thought it was just such a unique film. It wasn't what I was expecting, but then I hadn't seen the trailer, so what did I really expect? Without giving too much away, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but in terms of story, it's really focused around two sisters, played by Priya Kansara and Ritu Aya. One's slightly younger, one's in school still, one's kind of gone to uni, dropped out or gone to art school and dropped out. And it's about their relationship, but also the fact that the younger sister, Rhea, wants to be a stuntwoman. That's what her dream is. So a lot of the film is her discussing what she wants to do and demonstrating what she wants to do. But it's a love story. A sister falls in love with a man that her sister doesn't approve of, thinks there's something dodgy there. And so that's really like the kind of plot of the film, in essence. If you wanted to be really lazy, and I don't, but I will, it kind of, like someone said to me, what's it like? I would say it's a bit like East is East meets Scott Pilgrim. And what I mean by that is, it's obviously, it's you know, a family, a film about a Muslim family, so that's where the East is East element comes in. But the Scott Pilgrim is kind of more for like the kind of action sequences and stuff like that. Because let's, you know, don't get twisted, this is no John Wick. Okay, you're not going to get stunts and action sequences like that, but there are some like decent fight scenes. The thing that surprised me well is the comedy in the film. Like, I didn't expect it to be as funny as it was. And this is Naida Manzor's big screen directorial debut. She also wrote the film as well. And it's the most exciting debut by a British director, I think, since Shaun of the Dead. Like, there was... I did get some Edgar Wright vibes in the film. In the way that it was kind of set up and the way it was filmed. But, you know, if you like those kind of films, I think you'll like this. And I think the other thing that's really good, not only is it a comedy action film about a Muslim family, but it's also very centred on women as well, which is, you know, still something that we don't get a whole lot of with films where, like, the main protagonists and antagonists are women. So that's really... You know, that was refreshing as well. But I just liked the vibe, the attitude. It was much funnier than I expected it to be as well. Again, because I hadn't seen the trailer, I wasn't really sure what to expect from this film, but it made me laugh a lot more than I thought it would do. Laugh more than most actual kind of like straight up comedies. There wasn't a bad performance in it. I'm just looking at the cast list now. I really liked Ella Brucaleri, who played Alba, one of Rhea's friends. I hadn't seen her before. Apparently, like, when I looked up later on, she was in Called the Midwife for a while. So this isn't her first kind of like rodeo, as it were. Well, none of them. I mean, you know, most of the people have acted in other stuff before, but that's a fairly high profile gig. But I hadn't seen her, thought she was very funny. But everyone was good. Everybody was good. That was the thing that... I take away from this is that, you know, it was well directed, it was well shot. Some of the sequences, some of the way it's been shot, I thought was really exciting. I just walked out of there just really thinking this is hopefully the start of a great career for her. And for the actresses as well, because again, I wasn't familiar with these actors and actresses before I came in to the film, but walked out of thinking like there was just so much talent on screen. It also reminded me a little bit in that regard of The Boy Who Would Be King, the Joe Cornish film, because in that there was a lot of people that I hadn't seen in other films before that were just excellent. And that film didn't do well at all. Like, it was a big bomb, and I think it's a great film, great kids film. This isn't so much a kids, I mean, this was a 12A. I'm not sure if I'm going to show it to my daughter or not. Some of the themes were maybe a little bit just above her. But, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was just great. The only complaints I've got with the film, I found it a little bit too long. It says it was 104 minutes. I thought it was nearer 2 hours. And it does... There are bits of it that feel a bit ploddy, really. But... It's a minor gripe. And the only other thing as well is there was a few kind of Americanizations in there. So there's a bit where they're eating some Chinese food and they're eating some out of those kind of like tall cardboard containers that you only ever get in America. So I thought that was a bit strange. And they, there was also a bit where they were eating in a diner. It's not all about food, by the way, or eating. But they were in a diner, and it was a very kind of American-themed diner, like a roadside diner. And I'm not saying we don't get any of those in this country, but they're very, very few and far between. And as this was set in and shot around Shepherd's Bush, I didn't think that was really what you would find around there. But I digress. I mean, small complaints for a film like this. Scores out of 10, 8.5. Easy. Like it, I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to watch it again when it gets a home release. Not sure when it's just came out of the cinema. I'm not sure when it's due for a home release. Probably in the summer, but looking forward to watching it again. And should you go and see it at the cinema? Absolutely. Films, that there aren't many films like this, and it's kind of opened at a weird time, I think, because Guardians of the Galaxy is just opening up, as I recall this, like in a couple of days. And it's going to be swallowed up. You know, a lot of the big screens are going to be showing Guardians of the Galaxy, so this is going to be pushed to like the smaller screens, and I think that's a real shame. I wish it had a different release date. You know, it's tough because it's been slotted between Mario, which has been a phenomenal success, and that. And yes, no, Mario's a kids film, but obviously lots of people have been seeing Mario that don't have kids as well. So I'm worried about how it's going to do at the box office, and that's a real shame. But I hope it's a film that finds its audience. So I would absolutely recommend you to go and see this, because films like this need to be supported. You know, the better films like this do at the cinema, the more we'll get. That's what it comes down to, right? You know, if a film is released, it's not successful. You know, it might make its money back, but it's not commercially successful. Then we're not going to see more. And whilst this didn't feel to me like a franchise film, I kind of came out thinking I would love to see more from this family and more from this director as well. So being greedy, I'd like to see more Polite Society content. But time will tell, I guess. And I don't know what the director's intention was, whether she had thought that this might be something that could, you know, run into sequels and stuff, but I would absolutely be there to see it. Really, this was a great example of going to the cinema to see a film on a whim that you didn't know about that has left you pleasantly surprised. And I'm so glad I went to see it. So that's it. Go and see Polite Society. Wonderful film, and I thoroughly enjoyed it and recommend it. Next up is Guardians. I'll be going to see that later this week, so I'll be doing this again, hopefully with my microphone sorted out so we don't get that problem again. And let me know, like, if you want to see more content like this. You know, I've done this as an audio podcast for years, and you know, I thought this would be a different way of doing it. What do you think? Do you just want to listen to audio? Do you want to see me on video as well? You know, I'm going to try and do a few of these and see how it comes up. But yeah, thank you. And you know, please subscribe if you don't already, because as soon as new episodes drop, you'll get notifications of those. And as always, Flynn lives.